Welcome to The Sunday Soother, a podcast, newsletter, and community about authentic living and compassionate personal development. I'm your host, Katherine Andrews, a life coach, online teacher, and writer focused on self-reflection, mindfulness, and how to create meaning in our everyday lives in practical ways. Join me weekly for conversations about personal growth, spirituality, self-discovery, and self-care, and how we can navigate this messy world with hope and humanity. Hey, everybody, it's Katherine, and welcome back to the Sunday Soother podcast. I hope you are doing well. I hope you are enjoying your April, your spring, or your fall, wherever you find yourself in the world. And I'm excited to be back with you today. As you may have noticed, I've been taking a little bit of a break from the podcast, and I suspect that that will continue to some extent. It doesn't necessarily feel like I have to say, well, I'm taking a break from the podcast and see you in 6 months. I don't actually know when it will feel good again to record more consistently, or if I do fully want to stop or anything like that. I'm kind of just following my intuition and my energy around it. But I am noticing right now that I don't feel called to record every week. And every once in a while, I do have an idea that I want to share on the podcast. So let's just say that I'll be around as my energy and intuition dictates. But I'm not taking a formal break, but you can probably definitely expect to see a little bit less of me over here. And part of that is, I mentioned on our recent podcast that I'm kind of exploring more my work on Instagram. And I'm definitely going to be doing that in April. I have committed alongside my business coach to post one reel every weekday for the month of April, because I'm really trying to, I guess, hone my craft on Instagram, which feels like a funny thing to say. And that I do want to expand my reach on Instagram and gain more followers. A big goal of mine is to cross the 10K mark on Instagram this year. I'm at about 7,800 or so. And I've been plateaued there for a really long time. And that actually leads into what I want to talk about today on a couple of things. It's about moving stuck energy. So whenever I talk about Instagram and sort of my subscriber plateau, and I've been plateaued across all platforms, the Sunday Soother newsletter, the Sunday Soother podcast, and my Instagram. I haven't lost a ton of followers or subscribers, but neither have I gained. And it's not necessarily this is a bad or a negative thing, right? Because of course we're all conditioned with capitalism that tells us if we're not, you know, constantly growing quarter over quarter, something has gone horribly wrong. I do not think that is the case. However, I am interested in creating more visibility and attention for my work. And so I'm trying to look with thoughtfulness and introspection around, well, why am I plateaued? What is the energy around this plateau? Or I could also call it feeling stuck. And so I'm going to talk a little bit today about how when we're at a plateau in our life or we're feeling stuck in a particular area, we can use a concept of feng shui, tenet of moving qi, moving stuck qi, stuck energy, to move forward into our lives. And it's also going to be the theme of the membership inside the Sunday Soother membership this month. So the Sunday Soother membership has been a little bit revamped. Hopefully, I think many of you joined the annual sale that I held in March, and thank you for that. And now you can sign up anytime, any month for $33 a month. You're going to get a ton of things. You get access to past workshops. You get weekly tarot energy forecasts that I record in audio format for you and send out every Sunday. You get two live classes, a new moon journal circle and a tarot teaching circle. And this month inside of the tarot teaching circle, I'm going to show you how I use tarot combined with parts work for growth and healing. And I think it's a really beautiful and powerful practice. But you also get a new practice and or workbook every single month. And the workbook and practices this month are going to be around getting unstuck. I'm going to be incorporating a holistic approach in these workbooks. And so I'm going to share a feng shui adjustment, an herbal remedy, a tarot spread, some journal prompts, an EFT tapping, and a couple of other goodies, all geared towards the topic of getting you unstuck. And they're going to be short and sweet, but powerful. Something that I've learned over, you know, the past 4 or 5 years that I've been doing this is that what's best for my audience is when I combine my most impactful practices that each take under 5 minutes. Instead of coming up with some really long, intense, and involved practice around getting unstuck, like, oh my God, I'm going to have you read 7 books, and then you're going to have to do this 2-hour ritual. Short and impactful, short and sweet seems to be a really good thing because it's things that people can actually do and that actually meaningfully move the needle. Because if you're anything like me and a lot of my clients and audience, we get stuck in our perfectionism and we get stuck in overwhelm quite easily. And so when you're faced down with like a really daunting project to get unstuck and all these things you have to do, you're just not going to do it. And so my goal is in these workbooks is to provide these adjustments, these tips, and these practices that all really combined would probably take you less than 30 minutes to an hour, if that, but are really going to meaningfully help you get unstuck. Because being stuck is one of the things that I hear my clients kind of lament the most about. And it's something that I have really struggled with in my life too, right? That stuck energy. And you're kind of, you know, here I am plateaued on Instagram and I don't know why. Why am I stuck around these things? So check out the membership if you're into that. You can join at any time and you can cancel at any time. You don't have to join in April to get access to the Unstuck workbook that I'm giving. You know, all those things are archived and they're available for you to join at any time. So if you're listening to this in the future and you're like, I want to sign up for that, that'll be in there for you April 2024. So go ahead and check it out. Okay. But what I wanted to talk about today was a feng shui kind of approach and remedy to moving stuck energy. Ultimately, like most of the things that I work with, feng shui is an energetic practice. Sometimes people will refer to it as acupuncture for your house, right? And if you know anything about acupuncture, you know that traditional Chinese medicine and acupuncture practitioners believe that the body is run on a series of energetic meridians that go from point to point, organ to organ, across our whole body, and that issues happen when there is stagnation in one of these meridian points. And so they insert the needles at a variety of points that are geared toward releasing stagnation, and ideally energy and health and vitality start to flow in the body again. And it's the same thing with feng shui. You know, we're looking at particular points in your house, everything from clutter to artwork to things you're holding on to that you don't want in your life to the structure or the floor plan of the house. And we're figuring out how can we make energy better flow in this house, right? So in feng shui, when we're feeling stuck and we're wanting to grow, a lot of what we need to do is think about the momentum of the qi. So the qi is the life force energy that we're working with in feng shui and in most traditional Chinese medicine practices too. And when we're working with qi, we kind of have to start to think of it as a snowball element. So when you're building a snowball in the snowball metaphor, right, like, you know, picture a little kid who wants to build the biggest snowball in the world. And so they're rolling the snow and they're rolling the snow and it's getting a little bit bigger, but it's taking a lot of effort, right? Like, and so they're kind of pushing the snow across the ground. The ball is getting larger and larger, and there's more snow. And then at some point, there is a tipping point when the snowball starts to go down a hill and starts accumulating snow itself and starts getting larger and larger as it's rolling down the hill, right? And that's the concept of accelerating momentum in our own energy or our own qi as well. There are powerful practices that you can do that take some of your effort up front, but they get the qi moving so that the qi picks up its own life force, its own momentum, and then things start flowing and you can put down your effort and let the qi take over. So if you're feeling stuck, here's a couple of things that I would recommend here for you today. So one reason I'm going to be doing a real challenge, posting an Instagram reel every weekday in April, is because I'm doing my version of trying to move qi around my Instagram. Now, I do post pretty consistently to Instagram. I post quite inconsistently on reels. And because of the way that Instagram is set up, we all know that the algorithm prefers video content. I have rarely done video content. I honestly have a hang up around like feeling like I need to be properly dressed and made up and like lit in a more formal way. And I need to get over that. And so one of the ways I'm trying to get unstuck around Instagram is by doing my concept of posting once a day for however many days it's going to be in April. I'm taking the weekends off. And that is my effort to get the qi momentum going. And so I know what will happen. I suspect what will happen, and it may not, we're going to see, right? Is that most of the reels won't get that much engagement, but at a certain energetic level, one of the reels is going to hit a tipping point and it will, I don't know if it's going to go viral or maybe it will just get a few thousand views or whatever, but it's going to pick up some momentum. And there, my qi has started to pick up its own life force. It's started to pick up its own momentum. I have put in the effort into creating and pushing the beginnings of the snowball down the hill by posting consistently on a reel every single day. And then the qi it notices that effort and notices that attention, and it starts to pick up and it starts to create its own momentum too. In feng shui, there is something called the dynamic water cure that I can highly recommend that is following sort of the same approach and same energetic momentum advice that I'm giving here today. And this is traditionally around career and job stuff, but you could probably do it around anything. So say that you're unemployed, or you're desiring a job change, or you just want to change fields or whatever. You know, we would definitely look at a variety of places in your home, your office, your desk, wherever you work from. We would look at your career and life purpose area. We'd look at maybe a couple other areas. But one ritual I may give you would be this dynamic water cure ritual, which is quite hefty. And so this is what the ritual involves. It involves emailing 9 people a day for 27 days straight. And you can email them about anything. It doesn't have to be job related. You could email them saying, hey, I just read this article and I thought of you. Hope you're well. Or, hey, I was just at blah, blah, blah restaurant. Remember that time we went there? Or it could be like, hey, old colleague, I am, you know, looking for a new job and wondering if you knew of any opportunities. It could be job related too. But the idea is that you email 9 people a day for these 27 days, and they have to be 27 days in a row. And if you skip a day, you do have to start over. And that is a lot of people. I can't do the math in my head, but that's a lot of people, right? Maybe more people than your brain thinks that you know. But the idea here is that you are getting the chi moving by doing this dynamic water cure. And dynamic water, we're getting energy flowing is what we're kind of doing. We're getting the water moving, the energy going by your application of committing to emailing 9 people a day for 27 days in a row. And when you put in that level of commitment, absolutely starts to move the chi. And the most incredible things I've seen have started to happen. So that's another way kind of we can start to like, okay, I'm going to move the chi on my side, but I'm going to know that by doing this dynamic water cure, by emailing 9 people a day for 27 days, something is going to hit a tipping point somewhere in there, and it's going to pick up its own momentum, and a beautiful and surprising outcome will come back to me because of the efforts I'm putting in the chi right now. And then a final example I thought of was this sort of people who are looking for love, and they do what seems like an astounding project, which is to go on like 100 dates in 100 days, or 30 dates in a month, or one date every week for 52 weeks, right? There is an element of this chi momentum going on. Most of those dates are probably going to flop, or they're just not going to lead to true love or a longer term relationship. But there is a momentum building capacity in just simply deciding you're going to go on that number of dates that shows a commitment of moving the chi, moving the energy to the universe, who then helps you and starts to pick up the momentum and energy starts flowing there. I've had people who have done this sort of thing and they have not met their person on any of, let's just hypothetically say a woman decided to go on 30 dates in 30 days, and I have seen it happen such that, I'm kind of making this up, I'm kind of combining a bunch of different stories. I've seen it happen that she did not meet her person on any of those dates, but like a month later, she met a person in a totally unexpected way, not on a date. And that person ended up being her next right relationship. So there's something here about like the momentum of the energy through your applied action in a formal container of something like a 30-day challenge, an email of, you know, 9 people a day for 27 days, something inside a fixed container where you decide, I am going to pick up my own chi. I am going to move my own energy. And I'm going to trust that what I'm putting out into the world, this movement, this dynamic energy, this elevation of my own chi, is going to pick up its own tipping point. It's going to pick up its own momentum. I don't know how. I don't know when. I don't know exactly what it's going to look like. It may be in a totally different way than I expect. But because I am creating the consistent movement of chi on my side, the universe is going to see and respond to that, and it's going to help me with the momentum of the rest of the chi. So I hope that makes sense. And you can adapt this for yourself, right? So maybe you're like, yeah, I would like a new romantic partnership. Why don't I try 30 dates in 30 days or something like that? Oh, I do want a new career. I'll try that dynamic water cure. 9 people a day for 27 days, right? And what I will say, and here I am, I'm about to embark on, you know, a real every weekday in April. What's really important is that you go and do it even on the days you feel least, absolutely least like doing it. Because that's the point of when you're pushing the snowball up the hill where you're like, oh my God, I'm never going to get any other momentum. It's never going to pick up. This is never working. Why bother? Right? And that's like right on the other side of that emotion and of those feelings is exactly when the momentum actually does start to pick up. So there is an element of kind of forcing yourself through some of these things, which isn't something I normally recommend, but I do think it can actually really apply here. And that's important. That's why it's important to also give it like a time limit. I don't want you to go on a date every single day for the rest of eternity. You know, I want you to say, I'm going to do this thing for 27 days, or I'm going to do this other thing for 30 days, or I'm going to do this thing for 12 days, right? Or I'm going to send 100 emails in 10 days. You know, you can kind of think of what sounds reasonable, doable, stretchy to you, but you know would kind of pick you out of your stuck energy and move you towards this thing. Here's another example, right? For a while, I was just really stuck around the Nature Witch Cottage and finding my house that I was going to purchase that I knew had all these characteristics. And I just decided that I was going to go to like 5 open houses every weekend. And it didn't really even matter if the open houses were houses that I actually really liked or thought that I would eventually move into. It was just the concept of like, I am going, I am showing the universe, I'm applying myself, I'm moving the chi, I'm taking the intention, I'm going to these houses. And that alone was one of the things that absolutely contributed to, you know, us finding the Nature Witch Cottage and finding our right perfect place, which came totally out of nowhere and wasn't one of those open houses that we went to. So that's my little spiel on getting unstuck for spring. If you want more guidance, make sure you join the Sunday Soother membership. It's at thesundaysoother.com/membership. It's just $33 a month. You can cancel at any time. And you can get some more of my guidance around getting unstuck, including another feng shui adjustment, lots of fun and holistic things that I think are really beautiful, effective, and simple, and won't take you that much time to do. But also try these, right? Try your own snowball effect. It does take effort up front, but the universe responds in kind to your effort to move your own chi, and then it starts to carry the weight and the energetic burden for you, and then even starts to take over. And I've seen the most astounding and beautiful things when people apply this sort of philosophy or this tactic towards their own energy and their own chi to getting unstuck. And I hope that you'll give it a shot too. So for now, come follow me on Instagram. I'm still posting really regularly there, obviously. Might be a little bit slower on this pod, but I'll hope to see you around someplace, somewhere. And I'm sending you all my love for the week ahead. That's it for this week's Sunday Soother. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have a moment, go on over to iTunes and leave me a 5-star review. That's how other people find this podcast and the message of hope and compassionate personal growth I'm hoping to spread to many more people just like you. You can find me on Instagram at Katherine Andrews and find out more about The Sunday Soother at thesundaysoother.com. You can also check out my services, courses, and coaching at katherinedandrews.com. Have a great day ahead.